Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
It's time for some Living in Las Vegas, episode number one.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
One.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Well, welcome, everybody. I've got my Barry White voice going. Hello, baby, for all the women here watching right now. I apologize for how this is affecting you, but this is, in fact, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Right, pretty good. I am, in fact, rocking a cold, but I'm here for you. I'm playing hurt. See? It's awesome. But it's not just about me. New. We got to say hi to the Night of Jelly Sweet, the woman I call the most amazing woman in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, big hand for Mrs. Melissa Whitney. Big hand.
Hello. I'm not happy because I'm not here.
Yes, that's true. Good Lord. Okay. So here's the problem. Every husband wants his wife to do well, her wife. Every husband wants his wife to do well. I am one of those husbands. And so come to find out, Melissa decides she wants to do a good job. Fair enough. Been doing a good job at this company she works for a long time. Fair enough. Promotional opportunity comes up. She decides to apply for it. Okay. I'm supportive. Guess what? She gets it. Right. She gets the promotion. Huge victory for her. And her boss, who's typically out of town, flies in today to talk to her about the moving forward in her job. And it's very, very exciting. Of course, as a result of that, she's not here. But on the other hand, she's very happy about the new job, as she should be, because, well, you know, because of that new job, well, I don't have to work as hard. That's just not true. I have to work hard anyways. But for Melissa and the huge number of people who are watching this show or listening to this show or whatever, we say congratulations to you.
Well, thank you very much. My voice is a little quiet today because I've been, you know, celebrating the victory for me and being able to make a lot more money and all that good stuff.
Yeah, right. So we won't be doing that much more, but I did want to say that we're all very proud of her.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I get kind of flirty when I make more money.
Okay. That's enough. Okay. All right. So I'm done. No more. Living in Las Vegas stuff. The website is livinginlv.com. Again, that's livinginlv.com. Yeah. Jackie on the live chat just told me that she's going to kill me. Well, you'll be a witness to that, Jackie. Come Friday. As a matter of fact, I'm relying on the live chat to help me today because,
oh, I still find you kind of cute.
See, there's not going to be a problem here. I think we'll be all right. Anyways, livinginlv.com, that's the website. Of course, the Vegas Video Network website is, clever enough, Vegas Video Network. Be sure to join our email list. We've got a little form on all of our websites. Just give us your name, first name. That's all. We're casual here. Email address, and we'll let you know when we've got new shows coming up and stuff. You could always hit our email. That's That's pleasant, wasn't it? And the email is onairq@livinginlv.com. It's onairq@livinginlv.com. It's when you ask your questions. See, because you are a contemplative person. I like that of you. You want to think your thoughts through, and then you want to submit a question for us to answer. I like that. Of course, if you are an in-the-moment kind of cat, well, then you're hanging out with the live chat like all these people are here right now. Some of the best-looking people I've ever seen in my life. That's right. We've got these people on the live chat, and they are already revolting because my naughty jelly sweet is not here. Unbelievable. Well,
I'm here, and I still think you're kind of cute, and I'm happy that I got a better job. I'm angry that those people on the live chat are giving you crap. They shouldn't do that. But I still find you attractive.
Okay. That's it. No more of that. Okay. No more. Also, normally to give you our super-duper listener line message number thing about, but we're going to be changing that, so I'm not going to give you one today. I'm giving you a week off. How about that? Thanks to LASIK in Nevada. Tip of the hat to those guys. I know that Marie, our friend Marie, is going to be going to have her procedure this Saturday, I believe it is. I'm excited to find out how that goes. That should be pretty fun. And already a question from the live chat. Neon Vacation wants to know, where did the name Naughty Jelly Sweet originate? Very good question. Neon Vacation, by the way, you should go check those guys out. They're pretty cool. So that came from our friends. That's pleasant. Neil and Sarah, and who are from Great Britain, from England. And we were hanging out with them. I forget where we were, probably imbibing on something. And she mentioned, Sarah mentioned that sometimes she has a naughty jelly sweet. Jelly sweet's a candy, and a naughty jelly sweet is a candy that's naughty, bad, you know, like probably fattening. And when she said that, I just thought, what a great term. And I decided my Melissa is a naughty jelly sweet. Say no more. Okay. Weather, 90 degrees tomorrow, 90 degrees the weekend, 90 degrees. Awesome. Outstanding weather. And the pool is still 76 degrees, which I find unusual at best. Okay. What's going on? First of all, as I've promised you many, many times, if you submit your photo to the Friends of the Living in Las Vegas page, your whites will be whiter, your brights will be brighter. Now, how do I know that? Because a lovely couple, there they are, Bill and Rochelle. Look at those two people, good-looking people having a beer here in Las Vegas. And you could just tell by looking at them, those are trustworthy people. They wouldn't do something that wasn't real, that wasn't true. And I agree, they wouldn't. And so I got a lovely email from Bill. Bill says, hey, he loves Las Vegas, and we try to make it out twice a year. Flamingo is his favorite hotel, and his wife, her favorite hotel is New York, New York, which I thought was interesting because I think a lot of times we hear locally type of folks sometimes think, oh, you know, those older properties aren't as hip. But they are pretty hip, and Bill and Rochelle kind of dig it. So Flamingo, tip of the hat to them, New York, New York for them as well. But they stay at a bunch of places on the Strip. Love to jump on this housing market and pick up something nice and cheap in Summerlin. Well, that won't be hard. Right now, this is the time to do it, boy. I'm telling you what, a housing market is still a buyer's play, boy, especially if you've got cash. We'll see. Love the show. So there you go again. That's a big hand for Bill and Rochelle for playing along. Good-looking couple. Also, I know that we've got another one. Just before we started the show, I got another friend's photo that we'll be putting up and talking about next week. Ray, baby. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. El Cortez rocks, according to Ray. And Jackie believes that the Flamingo has an awesome, awesome pool. And meanwhile, Ted on the live chat continues his exploring a deal where he can go out and get himself a groovy little house. And Ted's kind of cool because he's looking at the older neighborhoods, you know, where the hippie kind of groovy Las Vegas thing all got started. Okay, what else is going on? So I'm not sure if I mentioned this before. I don't think I did. Back in episode 101, we did a show about Ellis Island, the Ellis Island Casino and Brewery. And the show was about the interesting entertainment that we found there, of which there was much. And I think I mentioned on actually I did mention on episode 102, the next episode, that I saw people from Ellis Island Casino going onto my site. I have some software that allows me to check that in real time, and saw them doing that. And not just one person, like multiple people at the same time. So I thought, well, that should be interesting. I wonder if they're going to knock on my door and say, that wasn't very nice. Well, guess what? I got contacted by Ellis Island. Who'd have thunk that, huh? A little bit of water. A little beer before I read this because it's brutal. All right, just kidding. It's not brutal at all. Okay, good afternoon, Scott and Melissa. Starts off well, I thought. I am the social media and marketing specialist for Ellis Island Casino, and we came across your podcast by searching the web for all things related to Ellis Island Casino and brewery. So they're out there sniffing around trying to see if anybody's talking about them. Smart, well played. I can tell you that our executive staff brought this to my attention and asked me my thoughts. Really? Who would have thunk that? I just watched your episode 102, and you were talking about watching us viewing your site. I kind of like doing that. It's fun watching other people do things. Just ask Congressman Wiener. We were very entertained by your comments. Nice. And experience at our property. We thank you for saying such nice things about our food, our beer, our steak specials, as well as talking about our karaoke. We are proud of our staff that works so hard and very thankful for our guests. We are here to have fun and entertain our guests and give the best service in Vegas. Please come back as my guest, and I will pick up the tab for you. See, kids, that's your lesson for the day. Talk about casinos, and they'll reach out to you, and then they'll get you stuff for free. Well, or not. If you are looking to interview or find out more about our properties, we'd love to talk to you about some blah, blah, blah stuff that we're doing. They've got some food truck events and some other social media. Thanks, and I hope to talk to you soon. Well, I must tell you, when I got this email, I looked at it like this, because I thought, oh, this is not going to be pretty. And in fact, it was uber pretty. Michael and I, this is from Michael Galletti, social media marketing guy for Ellis Island. So he and I have since chatted back and forth on email. Super nice guy. And I got to say, I'm really impressed with Ellis Island's response. That's the way to do it. You know, come out, reach out to people, say, hey, come on by. Let's talk to you. Let me give you a big hug. Let me give you a little noogie and a kiss. Got to like it. So. And it was funny when I did that that episode. It got a lot of juice because a guy named David McKee, who does a blog called Stiffs and Georges, had linked to it. And David had said on his blog that he's a big fan of Ellis Island, and we liked it. A lot of people like it. It's got a kind of an insider vibe, if you will. I don't think a lot of tourists go there. But it is kind of fun, and I will absolutely be talking to this guy some more and see what he's got to say. So tip of the hat, good news for Ellis Island. All right, let's get into the main topic, shall we? Do you guys like that? Yeah, Ray, no kidding. So first of all, to all the women watching right now, again, apologies for the very white voice. I know that this is making you crazy out there. And for that, I apologize. I know. I can't help it. Just checking the live chat. A couple of comments about the Wiener comment. Huh, fascinating. A lot of attaboys to David McKee and his Stiffs and Georges blog. It's a great blog. I want to take you back for a moment, if I can. Do you guys remember, well, back when I was in high school? Now, I'm going to expose that time right now. So I graduated high school in 1979. Grew up in Southern California. So I was the long-haired, blonde-haired, kind of a surfery kind of dude. Every other word was bitchin'. Oh, bitchin', man. And I remember one of the great joys of high school was drive-ins, drive-in theaters. Back in Southern California back then, boy, oh boy, there was a ton of them. There must have been, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 of them that we could choose from. And it was like the thing. It was a thing for us to do on a Friday night, Saturday night, right? Get a couple beers, go and go check out the drive-in. You remember that back then? It was you rolled your window down a little bit, put that big clunky metal speaker on there, sounded like hell. You had to turn that little knob, and it was not the greatest thing. But some good times there. Had a little success with the girls, I think you know what I'm saying. It's a shame Melissa's not right here, but what are you going to do? I'm kind of a hot guy. That's what you get. And
I think that's not nice.
Fair enough. Won't bring that up again. Ted saw Fast Times at Ridgemont High at a drive-in for the first time. Fascinating. That reminds me, I saw The Exorcist for the first time at a drive-in. Now, here I am in high school, hanging out with the guys, and I thought this movie can't be so bad. And you're hanging out with a bunch of guys, you can't be lame, you can't be a pussy, right? So I'm watching it. It's kind of creepy, and I don't like horror movies. As it is, I got enough stress in my life. I don't need to watch horror movies. Even back in high school, apparently. And I remember just kind of watching the movie, and that gal was getting creepier and creepier. Megan, was that her name? And so as she got creepier and creepier, I kind of slumped lower and lower in the driver's seat so I wouldn't have to watch it. And you remember that part where she spun her head around? That really affected me. I had a drink in my mouth. I was just swallowing and went poof, and just spit beer all over the windshield, which tells you that Reagan, that's it. So hard to be cool if you're spitting beer all over your windshield. But anyways, drive-ins were the greatest things in the world. So what's cool is on the Facebook, gosh, I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, a friend of ours, Charlie Kale, put on her Facebook page that she was going off to the drive-in. My drive-in? I thought they were all gone, because most of them are. So she did it a couple times. I'm like, drive-in, I love drive-ins. So we decided last week, Melissa and I, to go see, are there drive-ins here? So I Facebooked Charlie, which drive-in did you go to? And she wrote back quickly, because she's prompt that way. There's only one, and it's called the West Wind Theater. Let me show that to you, shall I? La-da-da. There it is. The West Wind Theater. Here's the website for it. And it's as quirky as the website. It's really a fascinating way to go here. Just fascinating. So first of all, where is this located? Okay, so it's by the just touching the North Las Vegas Airport. Let me show you a map real quick. Let's see. Oh, what happened there? There we are. This is good TV right here. There you go. There it is. So you can see Rancho going off the side there. There's a North Las Vegas terminal. So it's on Cary, West Cary Street. And just the quirkiest, coolest little vibe you ever did want to see. So we decided to go check it out. Now, first of all, the first concern I had was, are these movies the kind of movies that are, 20 years old, because who's going to want to bring a first release movie to a drive-in? Well, figure it out. Everybody does. It's kind of like the thing. So when you pull up, you pull into a place that looks kind of like this, these little golden arches. So here's the first tip. It's kind of hard to see in that graphic there, but on the left, or I'm sorry, the right sign, those are the list of the movies. So Panda 2, Pirates of the Caribbean 4, Thor, Hangover 2, so on and so forth. So what happens when you pull in there, it's like five lanes, everybody gets in the far right lane because that's where the sign is for all the movies. So everybody just kind of naturally moves there. So the tip is just go hard left, go to the leftmost lane, there's nobody there. And that's where we took that photo from. We're way over here to the left. So you drive in there, you check it out, and boop, you pull up. I don't know if you can tell that. Let me see if that's my one. Yeah, there it is. So that's the little pay booth there. You pull up, and you can tell right there there's popcorn. Which, I mean, how cool is that? So what they're doing is, besides taking your ticket for your entry into the theater, they're also selling you popcorn, which I think is pretty groovy. So what's it cost? It's $6.50 an adult. So Melissa and I, $13, we were in. So what they do is, when you get there, you know, those boxes are gone, of course. I remember back in high school, after they got rid of those big boxes, the speaker boxes, they went with these wires that you would clip on your antenna, right? So those are gone as well. Now what they have is it just transmits through your FM radio. So you get your receipt, and you look at it, and it says, okay, you're in a movie area 2, and the FM frequency is 105.9. So as you drive through that booth, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, and there's 4 screens there. You know, kind of in a circle in a way. So you find number 2 and you drive right on in there. And it looks just like, you know, the drive-ins of yore. So they've got the big bumps, and you're supposed to pull up so that your car is pointing up. The bigger cars go in the back. You see a lot of people in trucks with the back open, people sitting in lawn chairs, having fun, kids running around. It's really kind of a pretty cool vibe out there. So that's what it looks like. Whoop. As you're looking at the people pulling up to the theater, we have already gotten in there at that point. And it's, you know, I tell you what, there's a lot of people who show up there. I'd read complaints on, I think it was Yelp, that they didn't start the movie on time because they were waiting for people to show up. They played a lot of previews and that kind of stuff. But, you know, relax. You're not going anywhere. So we got in there and pulled into our spot, and the people there. So I wasn't sure what kind of folks would be hanging out at the drive-in, and it was interesting. It was very much a mix. There was white, black, brown, Asian. Everybody was there, and you could tell a very wide income level. So there are folks who were, just like you and me, and just like those other people over there, and just like, and the people who were, I think I saw a Mercedes there. The couple next to us were very well dressed. And then you saw people who had, 15 kids running around a car that was kind of beat up. So it was a pretty wide variety of people there. What I liked about it was, we thought, do we have to bring our own food, or how does that work? Well, they have a concession stand. So we drove over to we walked over to the concession stand, and they've got, a bouncy house for the kids to play in. And there's a lot of kids hanging out there and having some fun, and real cool, real safe environment. And then we headed over to the concessions booth, which I'm telling you, talk about a throwback. It reminded me of, geez, what was that movie, American Graffiti? Kind of the old-fashioned vibe that you get when you see the old drive-ins, and it just was kind of neat, really. So we went on in there, and they've got old video games kind of playing out there, and there we are, hanging out and getting our food, and it was reasonably priced. I think they have Nathan hot dogs for $3.50. That's probably what you pay over at the 51's baseball game. Sodas as big as your head. And candy and popcorn and all that kind of cool stuff. Gosh, it was just really kind of fun. ATM machine there, by the way. You got to pay cash to get in. You can't use a credit card or an ATM machine to get in, so you got to bring cash. But they do have an ATM machine within the concession stand. It's the old one, the one that goes, you hear the modem kind of going in the background. It's one of those. But it worked. It gave me my money, so I thought it was pretty cool. It just was really cool. So the next question is that I had was, okay, what's the quality of the movie from an image perspective? Because we've all been so used to 3D this and ultra video, blah blah, zibbity zop zop that. I thought this might be a problem. And when I watched the previews, you know, if this is the screen like that, the previews were, letterboxed inside there. So I thought, oh man, am I going to have to watch a whole movie letterboxed inside of the main screen? Because that was pretty disconcerting to watch. So they had a few previews and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh man, this is not going to be great. But once the movie started, full screen looked pretty good. Now, is it exactly as good as sitting in a theater? No. But I didn't, at no time did I think, oh man, the looks of this video is poor. This is pissing me off. I want my money back. Never, never happened. And it's the same thing with the sound. So if, you're basically reliant on the sound of your car. So if you've got a decent car stereo, well, then you're going to have a great sound. And as a matter of fact, you walk around as you're walking around the cars to go to the concession. Hell, you can hear the place from hear the movie while you're walking there because everybody's got their stereo cranked up and you can hear it, which is pretty cool. And something else that was kind of funny was they have on their FAQ, please don't hop from theater to theater. But it doesn't take much to realize that, okay, if my channel is 105.9, my guess is that radio or that theater over there, that screen over there is probably somewhere around there. So, and you can tune in the other movies while you're hanging out. The other thing that's really cool. Oh, what did I see? I saw, Jackie asked from the live chat. We saw Pirates of the Caribbean 4. And the other thing is that this is a double feature. Most of the movies there are a double feature, which is pretty cool. So double bang for the buck. And the second movie was Take 5 or whatever it's called. And I will tell you that that movie was unwatchable. It was unbelievable how bad that movie was. So bad that both Melissa and I conked out probably about 10 minutes into it. It was just brutal. What's that guy? Who's the bald-headed guy who, talks like this? Yeah, I'm going to kick your ass. Who is that guy? Do you remember? Anyways, whoever writes that guy's dialogue should be shot because it was just brutal. And so literally, Melissa and I are like, ugh. So, good luck to his movie career. Although I guess that movie is doing real well. But it's kind of fun. I mean, we watched it. I mean, I never would have seen it had not been for that. So, you get two movies. The video is pretty cool. Audio is pretty cool. Oh, what is that guy's name? Come on, Jackie. Help me out. And you can see there's a lot of people bringing booze there. And, I brought a couple of beers. But I after I got done drinking a freaking Pepsi about that big, I had a beer. Fast Five, yeah, that was the movie. A lot of kids there, of course, like I mentioned before, not a big problem there. There was a truck right next to us who had a kid in the back and he kept peeking over. Hello. It was pretty cute. Yes, beer and Pepsi do not mix, Ted. Mainly because my bladder was full. Oh, they have bathrooms there as well. thank God for that. Here's a picture. It's not a very good one. It's hard to see because I took that with the BlackBerry. And I tried to increase the brightness just so you can see, but it's pretty crappy. But you can see the movie, it's huge. And, there's plenty of parking there. But it was busy. There's a lot of people hanging out there. And, gosh, it was really a lot of fun. And the people there were very, very nice, both at the ticket booth and the concession stands. You had people kind of walking around, make sure everything was under control and safe. And I was interested to see if it would be a little rough, because I remember when I was in high school, drive-ins could get a little bumpy. And no, there was none of that. There was no, wildly drunk kids running around and puking like some people I knew in high school. And it was mostly, adult folks just kind of hanging out, watching a movie, maybe having a drink, maybe eating a pizza, whatever. So it was really, really pretty cool. So it's easy for me to, nighttime temperature there. Well, this is Las Vegas, Ray. So it was outstanding. Slight breeze. And that's a good question because they run movies, rain or shine, which I'm not sure I'd want to watch it in the rain. But with the windshield wipers on, my God, Johnny Depp looks very... So Rainer, Vin Diesel, there it is, Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel and The Rock. They were both in that movie. Vin Diesel has the, I would say, the personality of a diesel truck. And it was a terrible movie. But what was I saying? Nighttime Temp. Yeah, so it was, we had the windows down the whole time. It was probably 80 or so. We were in it. Oh, the movie starts at 8:30. And it was great. It was just fascinating. So let me go ahead and put up that website again so you can see it. There it is. And again, it's called West Wind. West Wind. You can see they have a couple properties here in Nevada. One in Sparks, and then the one here, the Las Vegas 5. Oh, yeah, five screens, not four. Again, on 4150 West Cary Avenue is the place to go. All right. That's it. Highly recommended. Do it. I think. Anything else I want to say? No. Melissa, any parting words, my dear?
I still find you very attractive. And I'm sorry I wasn't here. I'm sorry my mean boss made me leave and go have dinner with him. But I'm making a lot more money now. And that makes me your boss.
Yes. Yes, it does. All right, short show. Thanks, everybody, for playing along here. Good stuff, man. All right, this is, again, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. Next week, we're going to be saying things like, if you're listening to us on KSHB, be sure to tune into our other shows. Anyways, don't forget the listener line. Forget it, because I'm going to do a number, a new one. And like Ray did, and the good people, where do I put those guys? Hold on. Bill and Rochelle. Oh, Bill and Rochelle, where are you? There you are. Look at those. That's a good-looking couple right there. Do what Bill and Rochelle does. Send your photo in. And what will happen, your whites will be whiter, your brights will be brighter. You'll go to heaven. Life will be very, very, very positive for you. Okay. Anything else? That's it, kids. Thanks very much for showing up. And with that, I say unto you, farewell, Prince.
Credits are happening. Yeah, she's pretty hot. We're still working on him. Vegas Video Network. I like it. Ticket, 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 ticket